It's sad to say, but when you listen to our news, the age of violence feels like an apt title for the world today. It's also the English translation of Ceci Bastida's new album, La Edad de la Violencia. Now, if that doesn't sound like sad music to you, it's because Bastida says she wants the sound to clash with the words. Ceci Bastida grew up in Mexico, but she lives in Los Angeles now. Her music has always been serious and political, going all the way back to when she sang in a Tijuana punk band at the age of 15. Ceci Bastida wrote most of her new album when she was pregnant with her first child. I asked her what drove her to write an album entitled The Age of Violence.
I'm thinking about Mexico and I'm thinking about the U.S. as well. I think mainly those two countries, even though I think about the world in general. I think about the U.S. because I live here now and I have a daughter who's going to grow up here. So it was very important to me to understand what was happening here too.
And what were the sort of events that were running through your mind as you came up with this?
My concern with the U.S. had to do with school shootings, and I wrote a song called Una Vez Más, basically talking about that, because I think as parents, we think about schools as a place for them to be safe and protected, and when you see that that's not going to happen or that that's not necessarily the case all the time, it's really scary, so it's hard for me to sort of not pay attention to that.
You started in the Mexican punk music scene, and I think a lot of our audience might not be too familiar with the Mexican punk scene. can you describe what it was like?
The band was Tijuana No, and we started in 1989, so that was a really, really long time ago. And back then, you know, in 1994, that's when the Zapatista movement started in Mexico. That's when NAFTA passed. So there were so many things that were happening politically in our country. Corruption, which is, you know, still happening. Mexico is a very, very corrupt country, unfortunately, still. But I think it kind of made everybody wake up, even if it was for several years, because right now it doesn't seem to be as strong. You know, musicians aren't necessarily talking about these things as much. But I think in the beginning of the 90s, and 94 especially, everybody felt very inspired.
And are we still hearing some punk in this music?
I don't think so. You know, I played with that punk band when I was 15. I started when I was 15. And I'm happy that I don't sound the way I sounded when I was 15. But I think I'm a little bit more subtle. With that band, we tended to be very direct and very, you know, the government's awful. And yeah, I try to not be as obvious. But I think lyrically, I do have a little bit of Tijuana No in me.
And well, you've got a lovely voice, but when you were a punk, were you doing more of the kind of screaming singing?
You know what? I think I was the softer side of the band because we had three singers. One of them really, really screamed, and I was like the sort of balance.
I hate asking songwriters to explain their songs, but I feel justified when the song is in Spanish because I don't speak Spanish. So the song Cuervo, I read the song was inspired by the metaphysical novel Kafka on the Shore by Haruki Murakami.
Yes.
How on earth do you get a song out of that?
I know. You know, it's funny because when I first read him, I was really excited about his writing. And I know that it's a strange book, and sometimes people might think that it's a hard book to connect with necessarily.
It's about Kafka as a teenager, right? A young teenager.
Yes. And a young teenager that's been accused of killing his father, and he has to flee the city. And he's in search of his mother, who had left when he was very little, and his sister as well. So it's a strange thing. There's killings and there's kidnappings, and it's just a very interesting and bizarre book.
Let's hear a little bit of Cuervo.
No sé si tú
Can you do a little translation for us?
It's just saying that he's going to leave the city and he's going to go to a library because that's where he's going to find her. And he's going to stay there until she loves him.
So you're in Los Angeles now. You started your musical career in Mexico. How did you get to where you are now?
I come from a city. I was born in Tijuana, which is at the border. And, you know, I grew up there most of my life. And it's a city that I'm very connected to. It's a city where I saw people cross the border every day. So, you know, there's a relationship between the U.S. and Mexico inside of me since I was a little girl. And then I moved to Mexico City. But when I decided to leave Mexico City, I thought the best city for me would be L.A. because it's so close to Tijuana. I'm able to go back. And at the same time, it doesn't feel foreign at all. You know, it's a city where there's such a huge Latino presence. So it always felt like a natural place to be.
You know, we're talking about the sort of easy exchange between America and Mexico. You know, it makes me think that it feels like things have changed. You know, obviously with the current issues around the border, the politics in this country, does it feel like that was almost a different time?
It really does. When I was growing up, crossing the border, I was fortunate to be able to do it, and we would cross it very quickly. And after 9/11, things really started changing where, you know, crossing the border became very, very difficult. For people to get papers to get, you know, a tourist visa got a little bit harder. So, yeah, it definitely changed the relationship that we had with the U.S. Now, when I was growing up, it was a great experience for me to be able to, you know, see bands in San Diego that I would never get to see in Mexico. So it was a great thing. Now things are very, very, very different.
Sissy Bastida's new album is The Age of Violence. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. No sé, el dinero se acabó. He visto ya que no puedo yo pagar mensualidad.